Day 184, or July the 3rd. You don't always know best. Our thoughts today are rooted in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. The ways of fools seem right to them, but the wise listen to advice. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Today we enter the second volume of Solomon's parables, in which he contrasts the godly and the wicked. He writes about the actions of a wise son. It would have been interesting to have heard his father David's comments on this. Most of this advice is for men, but not exclusively. Women are not forgotten. Wait until tomorrow's reading. And now, today's action step. It seemed like a good idea at the time. How many times have you heard that when someone's bright idea has collapsed? How many times has it been you saying it? Our verse today reminds us that sometimes our proposed actions may seem right, but only because we haven't thought them through enough. According to this verse, we are clearly not urged to just blindly do what others say, but it does encourage us to at least listen. I have found that very often those who don't listen to others are not as convinced by their own ideas as they at first seem to be. They wear blinkers and don't want to hear alternatives in case their fragile convictions crumble. If you are convinced of a particular course of action and will not talk about it to anyone, it could be that you are fearful that it may not be the best idea you ever had. In which case, pause for a while, sleep on it, and ask God again. If we fail to listen, we fail to learn from other people's wisdom, or indeed their mistakes. A good friend of mine, who took an obvious wrong decision in his life and later had to go back to square one before he could make any progress, stubbornly refused to admit he got it wrong. He always said it was a learning time, but we both knew it was a mistake, and he would have recovered from it a lot quicker if he had admitted he got it wrong and promised to listen to others a little more carefully in future before taking action.